are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about your story. Last week, we talked about toxic people and how toxic people are always related to one's own personal story. We'll explain more about that as the show goes on. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. I know last week you talked about the importance of your life story to help you deal with toxic people. Jason, can our life story and toxic people be used for other things?
Well, you don't use toxic people for anything, actually, but
Well, actually, people do.
Here's the thing about toxic people.
Okay.
Is that toxic people to someone who's toxic to you may not be toxic to someone else.
Okay.
And that has to do with your personal story.
Right.
And that was the point they were trying to make last week.
Ah, okay.
You know, but here's the truth about your story, which is what our
show is today.
Yes. It can be used for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship issues, health issues, money issues, personal well-being. Your personal story helps you understand the root of who you are and what's wrong and how to fix it.
Ah, so what is your story and how do you define it, Jason?
Well, we're not going to talk about my story today. But
Oh, man, you guys are lucky.
This is not a description of your life. It's
okay.
About how your history has affected you.
Oh.
And I'll repeat that because it's so important. It's about how your history has affected you.
Okay.
And the truth is, that's not easily known. And it's a discovery process.
Okay.
You know, there may be two people that go through a war in the military. You know, I was in the military and I thought a lot about that when I was there. I never had to go through combat, but I was in a go-to-war unit, so I thought about it a lot. You know, people that come back with PTSD, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody gets PTSD from being in a war zone. Why?
Okay.
It's about your personal story.
Well, also, how about people slash women mostly that are raped?
Yes.
Not all of them come out with the same results. And so
doesn't affect them the same way.
It doesn't.
Prejudice and discrimination mm-hmm. happens to many, many people every day, but it all affects them differently.
Right. Okay.
So,
well, you know, Jason, I know that the effects, they don't go away, but live on for the rest of your life. And I'm going to say, and even go into the next lifetime, you know, and many people act unconsciously in the same negative, very negative ways.
You know, negative experiences in your life are energies. Here's mm-hmm. the point.
Okay.
They're energies. And with the ecosystem approach, we clear negative energies. So if you have PTSD, you were in a war zone, you're a soldier, maybe it's from something that happened here in this country, you're not mm-hmm. in the military,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's sexual abuse, whatever it is, these negative experiences don't have to affect you the way they have. And we can clear those things.
Well, wait a minute. Can't you just decide to let these negative energy / experiences go and stop affecting you?
You know, we've heard that so many times. You see it on TV all the time. I'm just going to, it's sort of an emotional macho. you know, I'm just emotionally tough. So I'm just going to decide that it's not going to
buck up and get over it.
That's right.
Okay.
And she said, buck anyway. So she wasn't swearing at me, but you know, that's true. You can't just buck up. The truth is those negative energies are attached to you. Mm-hmm. And unless you clear them, they still affect you.
Okay.
And it's one of the biggest misconceptions today, and it affects our well-being. It affects everything in our life.
Okay.
And it denies the truth that negative energies are things that need to be cleared.
Ah.
And they
that's
all,
a huge point, Jason.
And they always act upon you unconsciously.
Well, and usually at a really bad time.
Yes. You know, we've been binge watching Grey's Anatomy for my mom. We do this. We've been, you know, with Netflix, we'll pick something. A while back, it was Gilmore Girls. Now we're watching Grey's Anatomy. And we started from the very beginning with Grey's Anatomy. And it looked like we're in the 16th season.
It's been
a long time. And so you get to know the characters. So there's one character in Grey's Anatomy, Dr. Owen Hunt. You know, he's the blonde. He was a vet, that sort of thing. And we're in season 16. We're watching this. But he was this war hero. This army doctor who's an amazing doctor. He does emergency medicine. He's very courageous. He's done a lot of things, and he's a great doctor. But his sister, who's also in the military, in medicine, you know, has been literally hitting him because he's so emotionally stupid. And you know, I say that because if you follow Grey's Anatomy, at first it was Christina.
Yeah.
And he was so depressed because she didn't want to have a baby, which, you know, like my daughter used to say, duh, you know, he was in love with this woman who was dedicated to her career. And he was, you know, they were having this difficulty because she didn't want to have kids, which of course would have been obvious to anybody. He seemed to be just always tripping over his relationships.
Right.
And now it's especially complicated. He went and got this. He went went over to see this one woman who he's always been secretly in love with, and she got pregnant from just like one day.
A one night
stand. And he went back, and he had another relationship with a woman who didn't want to have a kid. And but they had, anyways, it gets really, really complicated, as only Grey's Anatomy can.
By the way, wonderful writing for drama.
Yes, for drama. If you like drama, this is great. But here's the thing. One of the recent sessions he did, he went to what he called a voodoo doctor.
Right.
And his sister made him go because she was saying that you don't even know who you love, what you love. You're so...
Or why you love.
You're such a mess.
Yeah.
And this doctor used muscle testing, which he called kind of voodoo practice. But he was able to see that he was unable to love because he felt like something bad would happen if he did.
Mm-hmm.
And they uncovered that. Well, first of all, it didn't show how many sessions he had, but usually it takes a while to uncover stuff like that.
It implied he had one.
One or two, yeah. And it usually takes way longer than that, even with he was using muscle testing, and that helps expedite it, but not totally. And then he had this revelation, and then he said, I'm cured. He said, now I know what to do. I'm going to go out and do it. And he asked the woman that he's loved for such a long time to have a relationship and, you know, that sort of thing. So, but here's the thing that Grey's Anatomy, because it's Hollywood and it's drama, didn't really understand, which is he thought because he understood it, he could change it.
Right.
And that's as intuitive. We've been doing this for 20 years. We know this. We've had this from people. It happens over and over and over again, that unless you change the energy, it doesn't change the behavior. And here's the other part. And he used muscle testing to reveal this part of Owen Hunt. But if you use clearing to reveal and then to change at the same time, it's much more efficient.
Right.
Because you get little bits and pieces. You understand this, and then you clear some more, and you understand even more, and you understand even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's really effective.
Exactly.
And it's much more effective than a lot of, you know, new age techniques out there. And we'll talk about that another time. But this idea of changing the energy is huge, and uncovering your story by clearing in the first place is huge. And they all work together in a very nice symbiotic way.
And by the way, we've made it very, very simple because, of course, at the end of the show, we write out clearings for you. And if you download our show.
I never let her say the computer stuff because, you know, she always gets it mixed up. The truth is, if you go to our website at livinglighter.org and sign up for a newsletter, you can download the newsletter to your smartphone.
And I was just proving exactly what I said to our producer today. Don't let me do the computer stuff. For lack of a better way to say it, I suck at it. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your story is about the effects of your history on the energy attached to you. Everyone has a unique response to things and trauma that happens in their life.
Okay.
And the negative effects of your history are negative energies that can be cleared with the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach is the best way to uncover your story and clear the effects.
Wow, what a combination. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about examples of how we use a person's story to help people in all areas of their life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, We're going to give you some examples of how we use your story to help people or help you in all areas of your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right. So, Jason, what about people who use past difficulties and overcome them? Aren't they using those difficult?
Yes and no. I ask that a lot. When a person uses past trauma as motivation, they get strong in one place, but can be very dysfunctional in other places. Mm-hmm. That's because it's more of a programming method as opposed to a natural organic method in terms of working with you.
Okay.
So, those kind of motivations leads to major imbalances in your life and probably heartache. You know, I think, this is one story. You know, if you ever heard this line, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Well, wait a minute. Let's do it right. As God is my witness, I will never be hungry again. How was that?
That's much better, much more dramatic. Scarlett O'Hara, and you know, I'm sure Scarlett O'Hara and my wife Patricia could be cousins or have some sort of DNA connection. But anyways, the drama. But you know, if you ever remember Gone with the Wind, it was a great line, and it's very, very memorable. But so, two things might have happened at the end of that. You know, if okay. she was a real person and things went on, she might have been able to have money, mm-hmm. but struggle with real love, relationships, and health. Mm-hmm. You know, it's impossible to predict, but it's contrary to the way humans are designed.
Well, wait a minute, because each one of us has our own story.
Each one of us has his own story. And what we don't understand is that when you have negative energy, mm-hmm. if it tries to express itself in one way, mm-hmm. and you cut that off by, you know, using that as motivation, which is what we just talked about, mm-hmm. it comes out another way.
Oh, okay.
So you may become, Scarlett might have been really successful or had a lot of money, but she might have had a loveless marriage. She might have had a health condition early in life. There's all sorts of things. She just might have been plain unhappy. You know, again, it's impossible to predict.
Right.
But if you understand this negative energy that's in your essence, which is part of your story, mm-hmm. and, you know, this negative energy is stored and it comes out, it can come out anyway.
Okay.
We think it only comes out one way, but that's not true at all. So, you know, use the ecosystem approach. What happens is we start uncovering that and we get all of it. And we might get it, you know. This happens all the time with advanced students that we've been working with a lot of clients that we've had for years and years and years. And as they become more and more advanced, they might have a problem with money issues, or just have the same problem with relationship issues. And we'll put it together and say, hey, it's the same issue.
It's the same energy.
It's the same energy. And yeah. Let's keep working on that energy You know, we keep removing layers and layers and layers.
Exactly. You know, by the way, when we do that, we're removing layers and layers and layers of trauma that has been stored in your essence.
Yes. And we don't get that. We think that, okay, we got in a car accident earlier today and now we're feeling okay, that it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not.
You know, I know that I have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because I just now remembered it. One of my clients, longtime client, came to me. And he said, Patricia, can you take a look at my shoulder, my left shoulder? There's this pain and sometimes it's really sharp and all of these things, you know, he described it. And so I said, just, you know, give me a minute. And I looked and what I saw that he had been, quote, run through by a saber/sword in lifetimes, about three lifetimes back. And when we cleared the trauma of being run through, he's not had that pain, to my knowledge. And by the way, if you're listening, let me know if it's true, since we cleared it. So we carry these traumas in our essence.
You know, and we don't realize how much of this is stored in our essence.
Right. We don't.
You know, if we're having problems with relationships. Oh, Owen Hunt in Grey's Anatomy. Of course, he's a fictional character, but it's a great example.
Okay.
I guarantee you, he's not only had problems in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. I suspect it's been others. He's just, you know, in terms of being stupid emotionally, you know, I apologize for my gender. You know, sometimes we can really be dumb. And he was so smart.
He's a great guy.
But yet so emotionally stupid. So,
yes,
you know, there's lots of examples. And I just wanted to tell some stories about that because it's...
I think it's really appropriate.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember money and success. Okay.
Okay.
This is all the different places that your story can affect you. I had a client who wanted to be like Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. You know, he's this great entrepreneur, owner of Virgin Airlines and all these other entrepreneurial activities. And... he wanted to be like him. He wanted to be, you know, bold and audacious. Well, he wasn't really, you know, that really wasn't his authentic personality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's out there. This is a form of programming that you kind of model yourself. I think it was an NLP technique. You model yourself after people that you would really like to be like.
Like you admire.
Yes.
Okay.
And program yourself. In other words, force yourself mm-hmm. to act that way. To be the kind of person you want to be. Mm-hmm. That never works. As you start uncovering who you are, the best you is going to come out because it's authentic and natural and organic.
Exactly.
To the way you would, you know, I would say it this way, that it was God-given. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that your essence or soul came from the Creator, and this is how you were designed. And you always are your best self when you're that way.
By the way, the guy that Jason's talking about, he could have been, and he was fairly successful in business, but he had real strange relationships with women.
Yes. And he was trying to overcome the judgment of his father, mm-hmm. who was a successful business person, and he wanted to outdo him.
Mm-hmm. Of
and
course.
That's
no
where the
competition
rich,
there.
Exactly. That, and that kind of, so it wasn't about who he was authentically. It was about, you know, outdoing his dad, and that's part of his story, which instead of clearing it, he wanted to just structurally compete with it, and that doesn't work.
Exactly. Well, you have a story about health here.
You know, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, just like her mother, who died 7 years earlier. Of the same cancer in the same place. Now, she had the type of cancer that was very curable, but it was in the same stage. There were so many things that were the same, and this oncologist who told us he wasn't very modest. He said he was the best child psych oncologist in the country at the time. He was from Stanford, and he said there was no link. You know, even though the all the symptoms were so. I mean,
they were the same.
This kind of cancer was lymphoma. And lymphoma, if you know anything about cancer, can be in any of your lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. But this was in the exact same place as her mom's.
Well, and you can't tell me that we don't have emotional or spiritual, energetic connections to our lives with other people, because we do. That's a perfect story for that one, Jason.
You know, it really is. And as her dad, my biggest fear is this happened when she was 14. You know, she's now in her late 30s, you know, that she's going to have a relapse because as some of you may know, that the normal cancer treatments are carcinogenic.
Right.
So they can bring on a relapse somewhere else.
Well,
but we're trying to clear her story.
And one of the things that you and I did when we very first got together was we sat down and worked on her together with all of this.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, she's alive, she's well, and she's also cancer free.
She told me recently that I'm not going to get cancer. It was almost like a knowing.
Yes.
And it was a determination too, because she's tough, but
yeah.
You know, another one, relationships. And I'm going back to Grey's Anatomy for all you people that love it. You'll love this. If you don't, I apologize, but Meredith Grey always struggled with relationships. She lost her husband, her mother, her father. She struggles with her new boyfriend.
Whoever that is.
Yeah, whoever yes. that is. She rejects him. She doesn't let, it's not, she's not easy, not an easy person to date,
right,
you know, especially
right,
after she lost her husband. Well, that's part of her story. And it hasn't been cleared. She's not learning. And she learns a little bit because that's part of the drama of Grey's Anatomy. But, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it just didn't, you know.
And there's one more I want you to talk about. I want you to talk about the well-being story.
Oh, we had a client who was smart, attractive, but she grew up, mother was never happy. And instead of trying to find happiness, which comes when you clear those things, that trauma in your essence, which right. is your story, which right. is what this whole show is about. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the happiness. But she tried to get happy by following the rules.
Right.
She was, you know, she was very conventional and followed the social rules, and it wasn't working for her.
Right. Because remember, we are all unique. Definitely.
You know, I just want to touch on recovered memories, PTSD, you okay. know, sexual abuse, those types of things. They affect all of us differently. Mm-hmm. And the way you get to that is not by talking about it, but by clearing it.
By using the ecosystem approach.
You know, oh, by the way, for all the men out there and the people that don't like to talk about their feelings, this is such a great, the program. Ecosystem approach yes. is so perfect because you don't talk about your feelings, you just clear them.
Right. And it's amazing. It is amazing. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your story applies to all issues, challenges, and even objectives in your life.
Okay.
Overcoming life challenges without changing the energy creates severe imbalances.
Mm.
And after clearing the difficulties of your life story, it allows real change in your life.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your story and then clear the negative energies of it. And one last thing. It's not like you have to follow exactly a specific pattern. It's no. very forgiving. It's very easy. We'll talk about that more in the last segment.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to get started uncovering your life story and clearing the energy memories that are affecting your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're going to teach you how to get started uncovering your life story and clearing the energy memories that are affecting your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, what if I don't have any idea what my story is, and I don't even know how to get started? So even if I know what the trauma is I've had in my life, where do I start?
Well, you always start at the top or an easy level, which are the things that you struggle with right now. For example, I told you about my daughter who lost her mother when she was 7 years old. If you've lost a parent early in life, that was traumatic. Mm-hmm. Now, it's for all of you that have lost a parent, it's traumatic in a different way. But the way you figure that out is you start to uncover it. You know, one of the things I want to just kind of go back to, we say this in every single segment, human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is knowing your story and starting to clear away the trauma from that story. And that's where human potential becomes infinite. It's so exciting to me. And oh, by the way, we're going to talk about this next segment and next week. But we're going to talk about the age of Aquarius and how that affects you. Mm. But this idea of working with your story is really revolutionary, because what happens is that it's basically a way to, I don't want to be crass about it, but it's basically an easy, free way that everyone, it's very mm-hmm. democratic. It's very, you don't have to have a special credential to use the ecosystem approach. You don't have to have money to use the ecosystem approach. You don't have to be born into some sort of privilege to use the ecosystem approach. Everyone can use it.
I love that.
And it's the great leveler, because you can have a lot of money and really, because you're addicted to programming, not do very well with it at all. And you can be dirt poor and have a lot of things in life against you, and it'll still work. But let's get back to where you start, okay?
Okay.
You always start with what you're struggling with right now.
Okay.
If there's a situation or emotion that's causing you problems right now, start there. Okay. If you don't even know that, then start with us.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to do some clearings next segment. Just start with that, and then sign up for our newsletter, do the clearings every week that come in the newsletter, and just start seeing what you see.
Okay.
It's really that simple. It's very forgiving. If you clear something that isn't, that doesn't really apply to you, usually that most of our clearings are so generic that they apply to everybody, but if you don't think it applies to you, it won't hurt you.
Yes.
It won't,
and that's a really
waste your time.
Exactly. It's a really big deal.
It is.
It truly is. Because so many things are covered up by programming.
A lot of people know parts of their story,
sure,
but they don't know how it affects them. Mm. And that's what's so key about this whole idea of your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Patricia, one of the, I love this story, but I don't know if you love it so much. But, you know, when we first got together, I asked her to lunch. And I was gonna use her as a guinea pig, because I was just starting out. I wanted to try this out on her. She thought I was hitting on her, but
he was. Don't you know? He's not telling true.
Well, but so we went to lunch, and I was talking to her about how her anger in the department was affecting everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I had no idea.
She really didn't, and in her mind, well, you can.
Well, in my mind, I was angry about this, that, and the other. And
but you were protecting yourself.
I was protecting myself, and but I didn't realize that there are certain people that when they have an emotion, everybody knows it. And then there's other people who have no emotion and nobody knows even who they are. And they don't know who they are.
We always hear these stories about this guy who seemed like a normal person then walks in one day and starts shooting people. You know, right. That's becoming way too common, unfortunately. Oh, yes. But either way, whether it's overt or not, the reason people, you know, everybody knew that Patricia was angry was because if you said something the wrong way, she had the reputation for just being very strong
and biting.
Yes, about it, the whole thing. Yes. And, you know, people would tiptoe around her, like, you know, don't piss her off, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because when we start clearing, she really changed.
I did. And people noticed it.
People noticed it. I noticed it. And I saw a sweetness that I didn't see before, but it was that negative, traumatic energy that was attached to her. Mm-hmm. And to her credit, it cleared really quickly. It sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. You know, some of the things that we're working on, you know, 20 years later are similar to that in the beginning, although she's changed so much. And so have I. Yeah, I mean, it's not just her. We both changed so much in the last 20 years that we've been together.
Well, and, you know, I want to make a talk about the ecosystem approach, of course, helps you be different and yet the same. And you can clear at the same time multiple areas of your life and those issues. And you know what? They will eventually change.
And sometimes they converge. For example,
yeah, often.
If you're if you have fear that something bad's gonna happen, that could happen with your money. It could happen with your relationships. It mm-hmm. could happen with your health.
Yeah.
You know, or just one of those.
Right.
You know, it everybody's different. But this allows for it. It's not that we're giving you a one-size-fits-all formula.
Not at all.
We never give you formulas. But if you just start clearing, it works. Okay. It's amazing.
Okay.
Here's the last thing I want to talk about, and then we're going to talk about how to clear.
Okay.
Not only does your story affect you individually, but a story affects groups and classes of people as well.
Okay.
And truly, you can do the same thing for groups and classes of people. For example, African Americans have a common story.
Okay.
Women have common stories.
Yes.
Soldiers have common stories. You can even get really nerdy about it. And for example, I'm sure there's nurses have common stories about arrogant doctors. And yeah. General practitioner doctors can have stories about arrogant surgeons, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I'm sure there's surgeons that aren't arrogant at all, but there's this class that you, when you become part of this class, you connect with the story for the rest of the class.
Well, and the other thing is everything that you've talked about is about programming.
Yes. And these things can be cleared.
Yes.
The negative effects don't have to stay.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Always start where you are with issues that affect you today.
Okay.
You can always clear multiple issues at the same time and be scattered and organized. if you're part of a group, clearing the group story can be very beneficial for you personally. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to uncover your story multiple ways, and it helps you effectively overcome those issues.
Okay, and I just want to say, by the way, if you're scattered and unorganized, that's an energy. It can be cleared. And 90% of the time that I've seen, it's you were taught that. So
we're going to talk about how to clear right now. And yeah. So one of the things that people say to us, well, you know, sometimes I forget the words, or I'm not focusing or not concentrating enough. You know, it doesn't matter.
Your intentions is what matters.
Yes, set your intention in the beginning. So all you have to do, this is how you do it. Basically, you don't have to sit in any special posture. Use your imagination. When we say the stated emotion or thing, like veils and illusions or barriers, gather those up in your body and blow them out into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, if you're driving or whatever, blow them into an imaginary trash can. Use your imagination.
Exactly.
We're going to do some clearing for the world today, like we've been doing for the last couple sessions. It's amazing. All you have to do is imagine a big hand going over the United States, going around the world, and eventually pushing that all that stuff that we're clearing into a big dumpster.
Right. And by the way, the more people that do this, the more effectively we will remove negative energy from our world.
Yes. So tell your friends, have them listen with you. Do this every week. It's accumulative.
Yes.
So the more you do it, the better it is for you personally and for the world in general.
Uh-huh. So, but then we're going to activate life force energy. And by the way, life force is the most, it's the best, most positive energy that anyone, I don't care who you are, has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go in through our body, down our torso and our arms, and then our legs, go to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes, and then we're going to turn it around and blow out any negative energy that is left over. And by the way, we see life force energy as clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearings that will help you uncover your story. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing that will help you with toxic people and your story. Jason, you ready to get started?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
And actually, that was from last week.
Oh.
We're not gonna clear for toxic people. I didn't change it, so forgive me. We have these little, you know, This is one of those blooper things where we don't really script our show, but we outline it and we have these sentences that I write out for to get it started.
Right.
So.
Okay. So you want me to redo that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, Jason, so let's get started.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that working with my story gives me power for everyone in my life and for me personally. Take a breath. Gather up those veils and illusions. Blow them into that imaginary trash can.
And to eliminate the fears, the worries, and the anxieties that I have that can be eliminated by clearing my story, meaning your story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the toxic situations in my life, the bad situations, the traumatic situations, the difficult situations come from my story.
In other
whether
words,
I know what that is or not.
Exactly. And in other words, our story is telling us something.
Yes.
That's the important part. And we can clear that something.
So gather up those veils and illusions.
Nice and easy. Take a breath.
Blow it into the trash can. Yes.
And by the way, this one he wrote out for me, I'm sure of it. And to eliminate any buildup of anger that I have that comes from things and situations that are in my story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any bitterness and need for revenge that have come from trauma in my story.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And here's another one about the anger. And to eliminate the anger and rage and hopelessness that I have about difficulties and the trauma that's in my story. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that I have that's contained in my story and my past.
Nice.
Take a breath.
Here's a really good one. And to eliminate the shame and guilt that keeps me from clearing my story and my past. Take a breath. Oh, and not to mention the trauma.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my potential comes from clearing the negative in my story.
Mm.
Take a breath.
You know what, Jason? You ready to change the world or help change the world get started?
We've been doing this and we really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. And to eliminate all the anger, hate, bitterness that keeps us separated from each other. Everyone on earth.
Yes.
Take that anger, hate, and bitterness. Imagine just a big hand. That's how I conceptualize it. Put it all around the world and into a big dumpster at the end.
And I want to add prejudice to that.
Yes.
Take a breath. Everyone, blow it out.
And to eliminate all the anger, rage, shame, guilt, or fear in the world today that is so toxic to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this gather up for yourself and put that big hand all the way around the world and into that dumpster.
Yeah. And to eliminate the programming that says, I'm not allowed, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, and it's not really my problem, that says, I can help the world by doing the ecosystem approach, when the truth is, yes, you can. You start with you. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the poverty, racism, hate, hunger, and indifference to the planet.
Exactly.
That is so prevalent in the world today.
Yeah.
So whether it's in you or whether it's in everybody else, just take that hand and put it into that dumpster at the end.
Love it. And you can use 10 dumpsters if you need to. Take a breath. You're ready to activate some life force, Jason?
Let's do that.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, even if I don't know it. Take a nice breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that my story is central to my success in my life and use the clearing to understand it and get there. Nice and easy. Call upon that life force energy. Let it come in through the top of your head, go all the way down your body and your arms, all the way down your legs. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn around that life force energy and have that energy remove negative energy that's been left behind, because we know there's so much out there. Take a nice breath and now blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence that my story can be cleared and the trauma removed. Yeah. A lot of people don't believe that. Take a breath.
Yes. I have had people say, I just have money problems. So we work on the money problems. And they've come back to me and said, you wouldn't believe what's happened. You wouldn't believe the great stuff that
in my relationship.
Yes, that I've been dealing with today and in my life. It's amazing. So, and to activate life force so I can activate being happy and healthy and creative and be able to love myself, love others, have fun and joy and laughter, and know that the ecosystem approach is truly in my best interest, starting right now, and the world's best interest right now. Take a breath. Pull that in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Use that life force energy to remove negative energy from you and the world. Take a breath and blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about the age of Aquarius. I'm sure you all remember the Fifth Dimension, and they did the song, The Age of Aquarius. You know, this is...
It was also part of Hair, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And this is the beginning. You know, the astrologers disagree about when it actually starts. There was a beginning before, and then this is the beginning of Aquarius in terms of the astrology calendar. But I'm really excited about this show because the Age of Aquarius is about a new democratic way of thinking about everyone, so that everyone's is more equal, that we all have the same shot. And it's exciting to me because the ecosystem approach is part of this Aquarian approach to the world.
Hmm.
And it's a big part of this change, because the ecosystem approach, you can do whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're entitled, whether you're healthy, whether you're sick, it doesn't matter. And it's something that the individual can do. It doesn't have to be done to you. You don't have to have money to pay to get to it. It's so Aquarian, and I want to connect those dots for you next week. So be sure and listen to this. You'll love this. This will be a big change for you personally.
Am I correct, Jason, that you and I have been practicing this for more than 20 years now, and this is exactly why?
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. Tell them a little bit more about that, Jason.
So the way to get started with your story, whether you know what your story is, you know where to start, or you have no idea where to start, the first thing you do is you go on our website right now and sign up for a newsletter. All we ask for is your name and your email address. It's free. It's easy. Go to www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. We never sell your
anybody.
That
not
information
to anybody.
To anybody.
Yes.
And so every week you'll get this newsletter, which is a little bit about the backstory of each topic. But then we have clearings in there for mm-hmm. you.
And the world.
And we'll talk about, and the world, we've been doing that. And then we talk about the next week's show.
Okay.
So you can put it on your phone. You can read it during the week. So you can read it every day. Do some clearings every day, because this is cumulative.
And it works.
It works.
It works. So Jason, also, if somebody wants to suggest a show or something to that effect, what do you?
They can email us at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
Okay.
You can go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
Oh, please do that, because he whines.
I love to be liked on Facebook.
Okay.
And we want to see you next week.
Okay, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.